Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
recording Maisie Tom's story. And today's date's the 30th of May, 2006.
I know is that my sister named me Maisie, but where I got Mirror of, I don't know. And she was, I think she was 10 or 11 years older than I was. And she asked Mother if she could name me. That's what Mother told me, because this was after I was born. Right. I would have been two. And those are my father, Samuel James Hawkins. Mother was Lillian Victoria Watson. And my sister's name was Naomi Doreen, but she didn't like Naomi, which I think was a lovely name, and she called herself Doreen. Yeah, that's right. I've got all my brothers there, Roy Keith. Well, they're dead now, but they're all dead. There's only my brother and I alive now. And my daughter-in-law's nephew was staying with her, and he said to me, "How come you're as old as you are, and all your brothers and sisters are dead?" I said, "I don't know."
That quite often happens,
though, in families, doesn't it? Yeah, it must do, yeah. And he couldn't, because he knew how old I was. And actually, I was staying with my daughter, and I had a bad turn when I was staying there, and he was staying there, and I couldn't make them hear. He got out of bed, and he said, "Oh, I'll go and wake them up." Well, he just had one of my heart turns or something.
And then,
So born in hospital, where I was born, whether I was born in a house, I don't think Mother used to go to hospital. I think she always she might have been a friend. I know there was Sister Harvey stayed here when my younger brother was born, so he's 4 years younger than I am. He's still alive up at Moorhope, but I don't see much of him so far away. You've got all my grandkids there. You have any grandkids? No.
No,
I don't think I... As far as I'm concerned, I never met any grandparents at all. Glenbrook, yes.
Yes.
And I always loved Glenbrook. We went away. We were so excited to come home. How you can live in that godforsaken place, I don't know. I used to like the Well, see, my brothers were away at the war, and the younger brother, he had to stay with my cousin because he had to catch a very early train from here, so he used to board with her and come home weekends. He used to cut as little wood as he possibly could because he hated cutting wood, and I used to go and pick up wood, and I could chop wood a little bit.
Oh, right, so you helped her with that.
I had to leave school because Mother couldn't afford to keep me at school, so that's why I left then. Mr. Rowlands was the headmaster. He was a lovely man.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people say he was
primary. He was called as far as I know, it was called a primary school.
Yeah.
Yes, we used to play tennis. It was because we had a tennis court. The Williams had a tennis court, I used to walk. We didn't get any. We walked everywhere.
We walked
to Blacks because we didn't have cars, so I used to walk up to Blacksland and play tennis up there. Wherever there was tennis on, and down at the big house down here. What's it called? Where Irene Williams used to live. The big house.
Yeah.
Just down here,
I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, well, they had a tennis court, and I used to go down there, and I know Bruce and I used to play with Mrs. My nephew used to come down here. I can't think who else made the four, but we used to play down the court down there quite a bit. Whenever tennis was on, I played tennis.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't the best player of the family. My father was a very good player, and so were my brothers and my sister. But I just picked it up as I went along, But it was a good game, tennis, and we enjoyed it.
And what about the Glenbrook Park, Maisie? Did you do anything in the Glenbrook Park?
Well, during the school years, we used to always have Empire Day at the park.
Yeah, yeah.
We always went over there for Empire Day to the park. And we used to go in the park and play, then go in the swing. Go to dances, and I used to go out in the middle of the dance and have a swing in the park. The things we used to do, but I mean, I always loved it here, and I didn't ever want to you know, it was away, I guess, so I had to come home. And my mother and father, we used to go Manly for holidays sometimes. Mm. I can't remember what age my father was, but he was out of work during the Depression, and then he got to get a good job, and then they sent him to Broken Hill, and he got pneumonia and was dead in a week. Just as he got a good job. So of course we had to struggle the best. Mum was good. Mum was a good cook, and you know, we managed all right. Mm. We were very poor, but I never let on we were poor.
Oh, no, no.
Well,
you had your pride. People
that's right. Yes. Yes. And yeah. When I was getting married, when my husband came home on leave, he wanted to get married. So my sister said, "We're not getting married up here. Let everybody know our business." So we went down to the big church in Churchill, you know, in Sydney. Yeah. And we made an appointment with an elderly minister, but I can't think of the other. There was a young fellow, and he married us. Like he died only a few years back, and I can't. This is something. See, I've lost my memory, and I can't remember. Oh, and yet I knew his name for years. But he married us.
Yeah.
And my sister, and my eldest brother. He was very good. He gave me away, of course, my father being dead.
Yes.
But he was very good to the family, my eldest brother.
Mm. Yes,
of course, they're all gone now.
Yeah. Mm. So then, what did...
He was a hairdresser. Mm-hmm. I told him he could do everything else.
Mm-hmm.
He'd look this house.
Gee, yeah, that's good.
Because we lost all our money through a partnership.
Mm.
Ruston Road over there, Bruce was in. And this chap that worked for him, he said, "Are you nearly finished? You can finish here and I'll go up and arrange for it to be sold." And he came back and said he'd had it all arranged for selling.
Yeah.
And he hadn't. When they got half through selling the land, the council came down to us and said, and of course it was in Bruce's name, which put him in a very bad position.
Yeah.
And then I think he went to legal aid and explained the situation, and he got out of it, otherwise he'd have gone to jail. This other chap, he was a real con man. So I was lucky that I could. I used to get the newspaper and I'd see the frocks and I'd cut myself out of pattern.
Because you did dressmaking.
Yeah, that's the way I did it. I didn't learn it, I was lucky.
Yeah, did you do them just for yourself and your family, or did you?
No, later on used to take in dressmaking.
Yes.
But it was Depression days and there wasn't a lot of work. People couldn't afford to get things done much then.
No.
But I did, and I used to nail flour for my sister, and she used to buy me materials. I used to make for myself. I had been a dressmaker, I think, but she probably learned, I don't know.
I mean, I imagine that there would have been plenty to do in those days.
Well, I used to help Mum in the house, because we had rather a big lounge over there, and a biggish house, you know. And Mum wasn't that well, latterly, because she'd looked after Rupert until he died, you know. And she'd had a hard life.
Yes.
And so I used to help her in the house and do the dressmaking as well.
Mm.
And they used to come up to the house over there, and I fitted them in the over there.
Yeah, you kept busy then.
Mm.
And tell me about the merrymakers,
Mace. Yes, it was. Yes, it was great. I think we did a Midsummer Night's Dream, and then we had to do the can-can, because Mum was still the old-fashioned. She thought that was dreadful, Mace. Do the can-can. Anyhow, I was going to do that, and then Bruce came home and left, and I felt pregnant with Anthony, and you know, I said, when saw the doctor.
So did you get out of the can-can?
Yeah, well, the doctor said, I then saw the doctor and asked him, and he said, "I don't think it'd hurt you," but he said, "I don't think we'd better take the risk." So I didn't go in the can. So that made Mum happy.
Yes.
And so I think that would have been the last thing I did in the Merrymakers, because was then after, you know, I was pregnant.
Yes,
and the doctor thought I'd better not do the can-can.
Oh, right. And so were most of the people involved with that movie makers, or was there just sort of
a group? Oh, there were quite a lot of people in Glenbrook, yes. There, Mrs. Wright, Laura Cross, she was involved in a lot because she had worked in the city, you know, in places like that, and she did have quite a lot to do with that. And I can't think who else used to be in it.
It seems as though there was...
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah, we put on quite a few shows, and believe what I heard, they said we were as good as they put on anywhere else. So.
What about... you said you used to have holidays at Manly.
Yes, when I was a lot younger.
Yeah, when you were a lot younger. Mm. Well, but after you got married, did you go, like, I guess Glenbrook was fairly quiet, did you hop on the train and go to Katoomba or go to Penrith? Did you do any
I used to go to Sydney now and again.
Oh, did you?
My daughter, my sister worked in Redfern, Sydney. She worked at Gold Hosiery. She knew Mr. Gold and he put her on there. She worked there for years until they sold out. And then she got a job down at Burwood, I think, as a secretary, I think, for the school down there. And I can't remember the name of the school. It was an Inwinnell, well-known school, and she was that's where she worked there until she retired.
And of course, I guess in those days it was a steam train.
Oh yes, a steam train.
Could you hear it at all from?
Oh yes, we could hear it from here. You could hear it from here.
Yes.
And I know that when I was younger and there was a storm on, Mother used to send me down to the station to meet my father with an umbrella. And my brother, the brother next to me, he never wanted Mother. Father got him jobs in shops, and he wouldn't work there. He wanted to go to the country. So Father got him in different places, and then he eventually ended up at Walgett. And he worked there for many years. And he improved out of sight. He used to be very good with them up there. And then he eventually married one of the daughters.
So he married a country girl.
Yes, he married a country girl. He used to come down there and again, you know, for holidays and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And of course, when it was the Depression days, you didn't have the money to be running around a lot.
And I've heard that there was a travelling salesman. Was that during your...
I can't remember his name. I think he sold all sorts of... Oh, and there was another lady who used to come from Emu Plains. Miss Cotton, I think her name was. She used to come to Glenbrook from Emu Plains.
Yes.
And she used to come round, you know, things, and Mum used to buy things from her. I think cottons and all sorts of things from her.
Haberdashery and all that sort of thing.
That's the word.
Yeah, because what sort of stuff?
Well, there was the butcher and the baker. They all used to deliver. They used to deliver to the house.
Right, so rather than you go down there, they would come up.
There was the baker and the butcher.
What about fruit?
The greengrocer. I think it came from Emu Plains, if I remember rightly. They all delivered in those days. It was only when the war years came and we had to go, and I used to go down and get the mail every day, you know. I don't think the post ever delivered. I think we always had to pick up our mail. But what I can remember,
you had a post office.
Yes, we had a post office, we had a butcher, and the baker. I think the bakery was here, or it's, I don't know. But anyhow, we used to have a baker because I know my brother and I used to find over the curls on the Vienna loaves, you know. My brother worked in the city to start off with, but when he turned 21, they had to put him off. I think because they had to pay them more wages.
Oh, he'd be on a full adult wage.
And he couldn't get a job, and then he ended up working at the bakery down here. He used to deliver the bread for a long time. Mm. And then he ended up being a commercial traveller, I think, latterly. Yeah. But of course, he went in the army. Mm. He had a very bad accident over there. After my father died, he got up to clean the windows and he slipped and he put his leg through the window and it was cut nearly right round. And luckily there was a chappie, he worked in the railways, and of course he was very knowledgeable, and I don't know how we got him, didn't really how we got him into hospital at Penrith. And then there used to be a nursing home over there somewhere. Up from the station over there. Wow. And
on the side of the railway line? Was it on
could have been on this. No, it might have been the other side. The I can't side. Just remember. Yes. Yeah. And he can't think of her name, but the lady from there, he used to deliver bread, and she used to come up to the house to him, you know, when he had his leg bad there. Mm. He always had a limp after it, but he was lucky because it was nearly cut all the way. Mm. He had a terrible time. He was laid up for months.
Yes, I guess in those days you had to more or less be your own doctor at times.
That's
because
right.
Where would your nearest doctor?
I suppose they'd be in Penrith.
And of course you wouldn't have had the phone on, though.
No, we didn't have. Well, we did have the phone on at times because Father, when he was an estate agent, he had the phone on over there. And then I think after he gave that up, I think Mum had the phone cut off because she couldn't afford to keep it on.
So where did he have the office for his estate agent?
I think he had a little place down near the station.
Oh, okay.
I think there was a little. I used to get a lot of bilious attacks. And I'd be sick at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then I'd have to stay home from school. And then he used to often take me in the car when he was going round to pick up the rents and all that sort of thing. I can remember that.
Yeah. And you enjoyed your school days?
I loved school up here. I hated high school.
Yes.
I never liked it, and I didn't stay there, I think, only about 3 months, for Mum couldn't afford to keep me there.
Where would you have gone to the high school, Maisie?
At Penrith High.
Penrith High, so you've been
But I think I only went
the
there about...
Yeah, for 3 months.
About 3 months,
Right. So what didn't you like about that?
I just didn't like it. I never liked high school, but I loved primary.
Yeah,
I loved school up here. And I loved Mr. Rowlands. The Rowlands family were a lovely family. I think Bill Rowlands was a teacher as well, and Mrs. Rowlands used to take the sewing. Yes, and they were nice. They had twin boy and girl, Elsie and Bill, I think the boy was. They were twins.
Oh,
yes.
Children would have... Did you get teach my language? But were you taught in one classroom, or did you have...
No, we
classrooms?
Had one teacher for six classes. He taught... Right through to sixth class.
Yes.
Rounders at morning tea.
Oh, rounders.
And before we went to school.
Not familiar with rounders. What's that?
Oh, I don't know. It's a game of a bat and a ball.
Oh, right.
Yes, you know.
Like
and
cricket.
And we used to play. Like if you got to school early, you'd play rounders. You played 11 o'clock when you and then at lunchtime.
Right.
But Dorothy Farmer lived over there, and she and I, and then she moved when she got older. She had an auntie who was a school teacher, and she went to live with her in the city. So, you know, I didn't see much of it. Yeah, she moved from there. But we used to go on moonlight walks, and we used to walk, you know, of course we walked everywhere because you didn't have cars and things in those days.
Yes.
Then later on when I know that Mr. Blundell, who used to live up here, and the School of Arts was having a bad time, you know, financially, and we tried to run some dances, but the cars had come in then and the boys would rather go elsewhere, you know, in the cars, so we couldn't run those very well.
Oh.
Just to get money for the School of Arts.
Sure.
We didn't do very well with that.
Mm-hmm. And on the moonlight walks, where would you go? Would you go
up to
the
lookout? The lookouts.
Lookouts, and you could look out then over, you'd see all the lights.
Yes, you could see all the lights, yeah. But we don't. You wouldn't go out there now.
Oh, no.
It just seems so different.
Yes.
I used to walk from here right up the other hill at night time. I used to.
Yes, up to the bluff.
No, up the Hare Street, top of Hare Street up there.
Elizabeth and
Marjorie. And yes, yeah. And I used to, what was another one? Go and visit her. No, sometimes I did some sewing for her, and yeah. And I was very friendly with the family, you know.
Because the houses would have been few and far between, I suppose.
Yes,
on
they
the way
were.
Up
yeah. to My husband told me that he saw me walking through the park one day, and he thought I'm going to marry her. And I bet if you'd said that to me, I'd have given you a wide berth.
So he knew then. Yes.
Yeah.
So how did you actually meet up with?
Well, we used to have, you know, the 1:30 train go up here, and 9 times out of 10, if it was a hot and windy day, we'd have the fires coming up
this was
the valley.
Mm. Mm.
And my brother was very friendly with Bruce because he knew him at school, and he introduced me to him when we were fighting bushfires up the top of the road. That was the first, and then
that's how you...
And yeah, he said to me, he used to cut here down at the, you know, where that restaurant is now, it used to be a shop, and he used to cut here on the veranda, and he said, come down and I'll cut your hair.
Oh.
I said, no, I'm not going to sit there and everybody stare at me. So he used to come up to the house and cut my hair, and that's what started it, you know. But he was in the crowd, we used to always go down swimming to the Blue Pool and the Level Crossing, you know. People, some of the young people would come from Blacks, and we all walked down, and we had, you know, really good times down there.
Yeah. So would that have been unusual in those days to have a male cut women's hair, or was that a?
Oh no, I think that was. Yeah, he was always a hairdresser. Yes, and he used to cut my hair for nothing.
Well, that's. I see,
because I've always had curly hair,
and he did a good job then, all those years back. It's paid off.
My hair's still on my head,
so he must have been doing something right. Yes. And did you take a shine to him, so to speak?
Oh no, but he was just one of the crowd then.
Right.
Yes, it was only
so
later.
So it was later on that Rand blossomed. Yeah.
I think when he went to the army. I used to write to him, you know.
Mm. And, so you would have been a bit worried, I suppose.
When everybody was going into the army, you just accepted it all.
Right, it was.
You just hoped they'd come back.
Yes,
which they did most of them.
Yes.
He always said that he knew he'd come back, he never felt he was going to be killed. He used to be in the transport, he used to drive. He used to take the bread to them, you know, different. He used to deliver bread to these different his transport. Yes. That I took much notice of how long. I suppose it would have been, 3 or 4 years, at least 3 or 4 years. His father, his mother and father had separated when he was only about 3, I think. And he used to, I lost that.
Yes, talking about how long he'd been there for.
That's right, and that's, he used to get around with the crowd up here, you know, we all got around together. And he didn't join, he wanted to join up, but his father didn't want him to, so he wouldn't join up. But then he was called up, and I think he was happy he was called up because then he didn't have to go against his father's wishes.
Yes, he wouldn't feel bad.
Being the only child and living with his father. I think they lived with auntie. And he was happy that he was called up because then he could do what he wanted to.
Yes.
And then he was in the, what do they call it before they go into the... you know what I mean? He knew he could go into the army, join the army, and he did as soon as he could. A lot of the cars, you know, were damaged with the bombs and that sort of thing. So he and some of the other chap, they all used to go and get bits of car and then they'd build a car.
Build another one. sounds like they kept occupied them. Yes,
yeah. They always had a car to run around in.
And you say that you would go down to the causeway and the blue pool.
We used to go down, yes, even before New Bruce, we used to go down to the level crossing and the blue pool.
Yeah.
And swim.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have been called the Jelly Bean, the other pool.
No, it wasn't called the Jelly Bean. That's a recent one,
so
yes.
Was there any name that you gave it, or it just didn't have a
name? We just called it the Level Crossing or the Blue Pool.
Yes, and all then, right.
And where, that's where we used to go swimming.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe that up at the bluff there used to be a little store.
Yes, there was. They used to have a little morning teas.
Yes,
little morning teas up there.
So people would go up there and look at the view and
have a cuppa.
Yes.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.